About 100 people assembled in a large conference room at UWM School of Architecture and Urban Planning. When it was Brian Miller's turn, he headed to the front of the room and pointed at plans pinned on an easel.
8 to 10 stories of residential up above in a narrow tower type of structure, so it's not such a big building.
Miller is president of Miller Architectural Group. He told those gathered that his company wants to develop residential and office space near 6th and North. The centerpiece would be a winter garden.
It would be a multifunction space. There could be a demountable type stage so that you could have performances there.
Miller's company is one of 6 architectural firms that presented plans for Bronzeville at Monday's Charette. It brings together developers and planners who brainstorm about ways to improve neighborhoods. Alderwoman Malele Coggs helped organize the event. Her district covers Bronzeville. She describes the intense dialogue as encouraging.
I mean, we've done RFPs, requests for proposals, for specific parcels of land. We've had countless public meetings for public input. But to actually sit down with developers, lenders, stakeholders, neighbors, everybody to get input and then do some final presentations, I don't think anything of this magnitude has been tried.
Cog says this past summer she attended a charrette for the King Drive Corridor in Milwaukee, and it sparked 5 new projects for the area. Milwaukee Development Director Rocky Marcoux says it was just the latest.
Zilber neighborhood plans, those also were done using a similar process, a very hands-on public involvement process. We've done this in the 30th Street Corridor to establish the plan for the former Tower Automotive site. So it's actually a common practice, and it generally yields a very strong result.
One person who listened to Monday's presentations is Kalen Haywood. He owns the Inner City Arts Council building on 7th and North. Haywood says he revamped the former firehouse into office space a few years ago, and now it's thriving. He's confident it'll help nudge the dominoes.
I always kind of like the joke, developers are like cows. You got to get the first one in the barn. Once the first one is in the barn, then the rest of them will kind of follow, but the first one has to start. And I hope that our building wants to start.
The representatives who participated in the Bronzeville charrette will meet again to tweak the plans and recommend which the city should advance. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.